On this All Souls Day, I want to think with you about the soul and its relationship to the body. And I want to begin by sharing with you an image, some of you may have seen this in person. At St. Peter's Basilica in Rome is the world's most famous sculpture, the Pietà. And this depicts our Blessed Mother holding in her arms her crucified son, and she's enfolding him in her maternal embrace. And what is so striking about the Pietà is its detail. From this huge marble slab, Michelangelo, when he was 22 years of age, carved this remarkable piece of art. And what is striking is that it's hard to distinguish this the slab, this huge piece of marble, from the sculpture that is there, the shape that is given. And today, when people enter into St. Peter's and you turn to your right, you see it immediately. And you're taken up in the worship of the Lord and in great reverence for our Mother. And as I said, it's impossible to separate the marble from the image. They are intricately joined together. And this is the relationship we have to our soul. For you see, man is not mere body. This is called materialism. And many people believe this to be the case. We are just a sophisticated animal. Nor are we mere soul. This is a form of spiritualism, where the body doesn't matter, it's just the soul that matters. Both of these are wrong. For you see, we are one being in two dimensions, bodily and spiritual. And just as Michelangelo, through this beautiful carving, breathed life into this marble, so it came alive. So too, we affirm that God has done with us. He has breathed life into our souls so that we can become living beings whose physical bodies give expression to our eternal souls. So we are to know, and that's what this day is about, to celebrate that there is this intricate relation, interrelationship between our body and our soul. And this is so important because it gives us dignity in the present so that we will know our destiny. Dignity and destiny are the two words at the heart of today's feast. There are a number of different readings you can choose for All Souls Day, and so rather than choosing the reading that was in your missalette from the Book of Lamentations, I chose the reading that is an alternate reading from Isaiah, because I think this reading in a particular way brings together the themes of our dignity and our destiny. Our soul's destiny, what is that? It is to fully participate in the life of God. And in this reading from Isaiah, he compares it to sharing in a banquet, surpassing anything we have ever experienced before. Isaiah, as he often does, is the prophet of poetry. And he uses poetic imagery here to paint a word picture. Listen again to the words from Isaiah 25. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. This is soul food, food meant for all people, wine so smooth and meat so succulent that God will be the cordon bleu cook or chef, and he will inspire Gordon Ramsay and Jamie Oliver to take lessons from him in how to cook. The point is, of course, clear. Our destiny is to share with God in a feast unlike anything we have known in this world. Another translation of this verse puts it this way: in heaven, we will drink gladness. We will drink joy. To drink gladness, to drink joy. Isn't that vivid image? Have you ever had a glass of wine that is so delicious that it's like drinking a glass of gladness? It's like drinking a goblet of joy. This is the joy of hope, the hope rooted in Christ, because we will reign with him. And because of him, we will enjoy every spiritual joy, every pleasure that surpasses understanding. This, my beloved brothers and sisters, is your destiny. This is my destiny. And that's why All Saints Day is followed by All Souls Day. It's also interesting that in the gospel I read today, you'll notice I had trouble opening it because it's at the very end of the gospel book, the masses for the dead. And similarly, when it comes to the collect, or the preface, excuse me, that we'll use in the mass, it's the preface for the dead. And these are the very last prefaces in the missal. And so it's appropriate that the preface for the dead and the readings for the dead come at the end, because they do come at the end of our earthly life. And it's in the midst of this earthly life that, in all of its struggles and difficulties, where we have to drink from another goblet. In this life, we drink from the goblet of salty tears. Because in this life, the soul is weighed down. In this life, we experience a heaviness, and we cannot forget in the midst of that heaviness who we are. Rather, we're to see ourselves as works of art being shaped by the master sculptor. And he's taking us in such a way to use all of the difficulties, all of the sorrow, all of the pain of this life to help us to reaffirm that we have a dignity in the present. Listen to how Isaiah puts it. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all the nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. What a contrast to the cloth covering the banquet hall of heaven, that cloth that is heavy laden with food. Here the cloth is described as the shroud that is cast over all the peoples, a spirit that is bleak as the gray skies of November. Here is imagined all that diminishes our true dignity, the reality of death, the shroud of evil, soul-destroying and body-diminishing attitudes and practices that deprive people of knowing their true dignity and worth. When our dignity is diminished, it's like what happened in May of 1972 when Laszlo Toth took a hammer to the Pietà and tried to destroy it. In this world, things like COVID-19 are the hammer that want to try to destroy us, want us to lead to a sense of not having any dignity, that we're just all isolated before our computer screens. But Isaiah, living long before COVID, understood what St. Paul understood in today's reading from Corinthians, that death will be swallowed up, and everything that is mortal will take on immortality. But in the midst of this world, we need to be able to accompany one another, because as that reading says, God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. What does that mean? God sees our tears. And it's as we accompany people through their difficulties, as we accompany people through the challenges of this life, that they will know their dignity. This is the most beautiful work about being a priest. It's the work of spiritual direction. I go through a lot of Kleenex in my office, and it's not because I'm crying, but it's because people come and they shed tears because the shroud of death and all that leads to life being diminished, they're sharing. And through this kind of sharing, it leads us to the end of today's reading from Isaiah, where we look to the future with a particular hope. It will be said on that day, lo, this is our God, we have waited for him that he might save us. This is the God for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. So here the prophet is speaking about the future from the other side of the sheet's destruction, when tears will be wiped away. The destiny so anticipated is going to be fully realized. the time of waiting will be over, and the full effects of God's salvation will be experienced. Indeed, in a particular way, on this day, we think of our beloved dead, who through the purgatory of final purification are in a special way waiting the day to see the Lord. So you and I, we have to continue our journey through this world. And because of the reality of these bodies, they are weighed down with sorrow. But may we have a vision of our destiny so that we can reaffirm, even during COVID-19, our present dignity. This is a dignity that, when infused by the Holy Spirit, enables us to know that God's love has been poured into our hearts. It's a dignity whereby Jesus was willing to die for us so that we can live with him. Please remember that you have a dignity and a destiny, that for those souls that have passed out of this world are further advanced towards the Mount Zion banquet hall. We today commend our beloved dead to prayer, and we want to understand that the master sculptor still is using his chisel in our lives, so that you and I and the faithful dead will be formed to perfection. And we will, on that day, understand what Jesus said in today's gospel. It is my will to lose nothing of all that has been given to me, but to raise it up on the last day. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. The last day will be a festive day because our dignity will be fully established, because our destiny will have been attained. And there, after the second coming of Jesus Christ, as Paul says in today's reading from Corinthians, you and I will have a resurrected body. We will have full souls that are fully alive. And it is this hope that brings us together this morning.